Why are we spending a whole month, the whole month of October, focusing on Holy Communion? I've heard the questions, my friends, and I've spoken to a few people about the question. And it's a question that informs what we're doing here today. In this particular Sunday morning service, which I'm calling a teaching Eucharist, we're looking at the whole point, the whole purpose, the whole plan of Holy Communion. Our living is formed and informed by what we do, by what we say, by how we treat others, by how we react to what others do to and for us, and indeed even by such normally inconsequential things like how we dress and what we eat and whether or not we bathe. By the way, please, bathe, please. Our Christian living is especially formed by how we pray. If we pray, when we pray, to whom we pray, and all our worship, all our Christian action, all our being as Christians should be defined by prayer. But Greg, I don't like to pray. I'm uncomfortable praying. And I certainly don't want to be praying in public or in front of other people or out loud for others to hear. I don't know what to pray for, how to pray or when to pray. I feel I sound stupid when I pray. My friends, join the club. I can remember it was 2000, the year 2000, and I was at annual conference. And up before this point in time, I was a nobody to Bishop Odin. He didn't know who I was. He just didn't know. And I'd given him a copy of my book to read prior to its publication, so he came to know who I was. And that next year at annual conference, he said at a time, at a certain point in that service, he said, "Would Dr. Neal now come forward and give our prayer for the afternoon?" No warning, no advance notice, just come up and pray. And I'm going to tell you, I moved very slowly to the closest microphone because I had no idea what I was going to say. I didn't have butterflies in my stomach. I had six flying saucers. And I opened my mouth and was afraid I was going to croak, and I don't remember what in the world I prayed. But it must have been okay because they kept me. Prayer. Prayer is formed and forms who and what we are. That's why I have found many different tools of the church helpful in my prayer life. The psalms, the hymns of the church, the longer scripture readings of the church. Have you ever prayed through the Sermon on the Mount? And by that I mean take the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount and in prayer apply them to your lives. That's a life-transforming experience, friends. Have you ever taken Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane for his disciples from John's Gospel and prayed it for yourself and for your sisters and brothers in Christ? My friends, that's a life-transforming, galvanizing experience. I've taken the Psalms, I've taken hymns, I've taken passages of Scripture, I've taken some of the wonderful written prayers of the church, like the Gloria and the doxologies of the church, the lesser and the greater doxologies, and used them for prayer, quiet, reflective prayer. I've allowed the words of these songs, these scriptures, and these prayers to form and transform my faithful religious life. And especially when I feel the least faithful and the least religious, it is in those moments of great difficulty that I have found the formal structures, the liturgies and the hymns and the psalms of the church to be very helpful to me. When I have not known what to pray, when I have not known how to pray, I have turned to the worship life of the church and allowed it to form me. That's true especially today in the Great Thanksgiving. The Great Thanksgiving of the church has continually transformed my prayer life. It has come to be guided by the Great Thanksgiving in many of its respects. And this day we have in our worship service a guide based upon the Great Thanksgiving. Indeed, the whole service is the Great Thanksgiving. If you take your bulletin and take a look at the service today, you'll notice that it's a little different than it normally is, principally due to the titles given to the sections. It opens with something, this great big Latin phrase, the sursum corda. Ooh, sounds scary. What that means is lift up your hearts. It's the beginning or the opening sentences of the Great Thanksgiving. And we've used it today as our call to worship, to open this service. As every Eucharist is opened with the Great Thanksgiving opening sentences, the Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Either spoken or sung, these beautiful words have begun every Eucharistic service for 1,700 years. There was a bishop of the early church in the 3rd and 4th century. He was bishop of Constantinople in the 4th century. His name was John. And everybody was so impressed by him, by his preaching ability and by his praying ability. They were so impressed by him that they gave him the nickname the Golden Tongue. John Chrysostom. And he was so famous as a preacher that he's one of the first preachers of whom we have sermon volume after sermon volume after sermon volume of his messages preached over years in Constantinople. He's an amazing scholar, an amazing preacher, an amazing liturgist. What we do week after week in Holy Communion and the Great Thanksgiving is based on the initial prayers of thanksgiving that he wrote 1,700 years ago for the life of the church in celebrating communion. He set order and structure to the Great Thanksgiving of the church. And we're following that order today, and we follow it nearly every Sunday. Following the sursum corda, the Lord be with you and also with you, lift up your hearts, comes the preface. And the preface is the part of the service where we set our place, where we proclaim our approach, when we say where we are, when we come, where the church is, where we are at. It sets our own context for the rest of the prayer. This is where we are. And we began with the preface, in our worship, with that sentence there, and then with our hymn, and then with the affirmation of faith, and then with the Gloria Patri and the prayers of the people and the pastoral prayer and Lord's Prayer. We have essentially the preface for today's Eucharist, setting our place and where we are in our Christian life and witness. Following the preface comes what is known as the anamnesis. Woo, that's a big word. It comes from Greek and it means remembrance. The portion of the service in which we remember Christ. And it's not just some mental action. It's not just some mental exercise. It is a remembering, being brought back into membership with, to be remembered to, the life and the presence and the proclamation and witness of Jesus Christ in the early church. In the remembrance, we have read Scripture. We have sung a beautiful hymn of the church, the angelic hymn known as the Sanctus Benedictus, or the Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, which we sing in every communion service. We sang it as a hymn today in the middle of the remembrance, followed by the children's sermon, which is definitely a proclamation of the remembrance of Christ, followed by the anthem, yet another beautiful proclamation of the remembrance, the being remembered to the presence of Christ. In the communion service, in the Great Thanksgiving, it is here that the words of institution are recounted, which we had in the reading from 1 Corinthians. This is my body. This is my blood. Take, eat. Take, drink in remembrance of me. That's where we are in the service now, in the proclamation of the word. Following this proclamation, there will be the memorial acclamation in the time of reflection, when, having heard the remembrance and having been part of the remembrance, the church then proclaims that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The glorious affirmation of praise of the church since the New Testament times. Following that, the offering, the gifts of ourselves to God. Following that, in the doxology, yet another big word, the epiclesis, which is Greek for calling forth, invocation, where the Holy Spirit is called upon to transform the elements and our very lives into the very real presence of Jesus Christ. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. This service is the great thanksgiving spread out, making up the whole service. Our lives are called to be lives of great thanksgiving, in which we receive God's grace, and then we turn and we proclaim God's grace to all. We may not know how to pray. We may not know what to pray. We may not know whom we are to pray for, but my friends, we know to whom we are to pray. We know to whom we are to commit our lives. We know where we turn for strength, for grace, for peace, for spiritual nourishment. In the good times and in the bad times, in the joyous times and the painful times, we know where we are called to turn. We are called to turn to God, to God's grace, to God's presence, to the love of Jesus the Christ. We will receive Holy Communion following the epiclesis, the calling forth of the Holy Spirit. We will then sing our hymn and share in our benediction. And then, most importantly, having feasted on the riches of God's grace, we will go out those doors and proclaim God's grace to all the world. This pattern of worship, which guides our worship every week, whether or not we have Holy Communion, this pattern of worship, which makes up the great thanksgiving, is actually the prayer pattern for our lives. To open ourselves, our hearts to God. To state our place and our need. To thank God for what God has done for us. To call forth the Holy Spirit to transform us and enable us to transform the world. To receive the gifts of God's grace offered in family and friends, in worship, in Scripture, in the Eucharist. And then to take that which we have received and share it with all the world. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in the church. My sisters and brothers, as we come to the table of the Lord today, may we truly be open to the power of God's presence and allow the power of prayer, the power of the great thanksgiving, the power of the Holy Spirit to so transform our living that when others see us, they don't see the fallen human being that we are. They see the glorious grace of Jesus the Christ. When others see us and hear us, they see and hear the love of God, welcoming all, receiving all, empowering all, and sending forth all to proclaim the good news to a broken and hurting world. That's why we receive communion. That's why we come to worship. That's why we sing hymns of praise. That's why we read and study Scripture. That's why we offer up prayers for each other. That's why we fellowship together. That's why we sell pumpkins. That's why Elation sings. That's why we work on Habitat houses. That's why we feed the hungry. That's why we clothe the naked. That's why we do any and everything for the kingdom of God. We do it to proclaim the wonderful acceptance of Christ Jesus for all. Amen. And we can only do it when we have fed, when we have feasted, when we have been nourished by the glorious grace of Jesus the Christ, who comes in our great thanksgivings and transforms us when we eat and drink with faith, and transforms us when we stand and go out, and transforms us when we reach out and serve with the hands and the feet as the hands and the feet of Jesus the Christ. May we truly express the love of God for all and continue to be a light in the dark world, a light of grace and peace, a light of joy and acceptance, a light of faith, a light of love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries.
Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved.
For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.